Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
In Psalm 148 and verse 8, we read, "Stormy wind, fulfilling his word." The word for today is the third in our series on contrary winds. The winds were contrary when Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt. They were contrary on their way to the promised land, and then they were contrary when they got there. There's no such thing as a storm-free voyage. Acts 14 verse 22, "It is through many tribulations that we must enter the kingdom of God." When you have to fight to stay afloat day after day, it's easy to get discouraged. Paul said in Acts 27, "When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, all hope that we would be saved was finally given up." Maybe you're weary and discouraged because of what you're battling. You're ready to call it quits, and humanly speaking, nobody would blame you. But before you give up, ask yourself this: what if God is the one engineering this storm to get you to where you need to go? What if he is the one who spoke and raised a stormy wind so that you'd have to keep your eyes on him? What if he's the one who hurled a great wind on the sea to see if you would keep the faith when you can't see the far shore? In Psalm 148 verse 8, the psalmist tells us that God uses fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word. In Exodus 10, "And the Lord directed an east wind on the land all that day and all that night, and it brought the locusts. So the Lord shifted the wind to a very strong west wind, which picked up the locusts and drove them into the Red Sea." One author adds, "When the Lord fought for Israel, stormy winds brought about their deliverance. And one day, by God's great mercy, we too shall stand upon the sea of glass and see how stormy winds brought about our deliverance." Contrary Winds, Part 3. That's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.